Consider the bicycle tire. The first 10 pounds of pressure you put into a completely flat tire do no good at all. And adding 10 extra pounds will burst the tire, defeating the entire purpose of your effort. No, it's just the last 10 pounds, the ones that get it to full, that really pay off. When it's down 5 or 10 pounds, it might as well be flat. A 10% change in pressure makes it defective. If it's up 5 or 10 pounds, though, the entire wheel is threatened with a blowout. Obviously, it's the pressure right around full that has the most impact. If you enter a market that's too big or too loud for the amount of resources you have available, your message is going to get lost. Your marketing disappears. Your message fails to spread. Think twice before launching a mass market brand of chewing gum. Like adding just a few pounds of air to a flat tire, launching a product into too big of a market has little effect. You can't create pressure and you never reach the dip. When Sara Lee tried to enter the market for home coffee machines and pods with their Sensio coffee maker, they didn't have enough resources to get through the dip. Not in the United States, anyway. In the Netherlands, a much smaller market, Sensio has reached a 40% market share of all households. They have the right amount of pressure for the tire that is that tiny market. In the United States, on the other hand, they report that only 1% of households have a Sensio. Too big a market, too few resources, stuck in the dip. Since few Americans have a Sensio, few talk about it. Few stores promote the pods. The word doesn't spread, and Sensio can't reach critical mass. There are too many places for the message to go and not enough resources to get it there. Figure out how much pressure you've got available, then pick your tire. Not too big, not too small. You're astonishing. How dare you waste it? You and your organization have the power to change everything, to create remarkable products and services, to over-deliver, to be the best in the world. How dare you squander that resource by spreading it too thin? How dare you settle for mediocre just because you're busy coping with too many things on your agenda, racing against the clock to get it all done? The lesson is simple. If you've got as much as you've got, use it. Use it to become the best in the world, to change the game, to set the agenda for everyone else. You can only do that by marshaling all of your resources to get through the biggest possible dip. In order to get through that dip, you'll need to quit everything else. If it's not going to put a dent in the world, quit right now. Quit and use that void to find the energy to assault the dip that matters. Go ahead. Make something happen. We're waiting. A few questions. Is this a dip, a cliff, or a cul-de-sac? If it's a cul-de-sac, how can I change it into a dip? Is my persistence going to pay off in the long run? Am I engaged with just one person or organization, or do my actions in this situation spill over into the entire marketplace? When should I quit? I need to decide now, not when I'm in the middle of it, and not when part of me is begging to quit. If I quit this task, will it increase my ability to get through the dip on something more important? If I'm going to quit anyway, is there something dramatic I can do instead that might change the game? Should I really be calling on IBM? Should I really be trying to get on Oprah? What chance does this project have to be the best in the world? Who decides what best is? Can we make the world smaller? All our successes are the same. All our failures are too. We succeed when we do something remarkable. We fail when we give up too soon. We succeed when we are the best in the world at what we do. We fail when we get distracted by tasks we don't have the guts to quit.